Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 1041 FM KMOX. Happy Wednesday. Happy September. Star-studded show today. We have Alexa Datt in studio. You can see her by going to Facebook or YouTube and checking out the stream. I was telling Alexa, I met her briefly about a month ago, and then today's the first day really meeting her. But I'm so used to being the celebrity and people being like, oh my God, I've listened to you for 25 years. Or it's so weird to see you move in three dimensions. And that's how I feel about Alexa. Like, I watch you every pre and post. You do an excellent job. And as I told you the first time we met, I loved your play by play. I thought that was so cool.
Well, I really appreciate it. I love coming in here to be on KMOX. You guys, I've listened to you for the 4 years that I've been here, and to be able to now be kind of a part of the KMOX family is really, really fun. So thanks for having me in.
So tell your story. Like, you told us a little bit off the air, but just give us the whole thing.
Yeah, I'm from the East Coast originally. So I grew up kind of broadcasting in high school. I played field hockey and softball. I loved sports. So I was the sports editor. And then I became the editor-in-chief of my high school newspaper. Went to the University of Maryland and switched over to broadcast there. And then fell in love with doing this business. And I've never done anything else. I mean, odd jobs here and there, like coached little kids soccer when I moved up to New York just to make ends meet, because I was kind of, you know, a part-timer when I moved from Maryland up to New York. And I did some waitressing here and there too to make some extra money. But it's always been this business for me. And I've been in it for 20 years. And it's really awesome to see it evolve and change and grow. But in New York, doing it for 12 years there at MLB Network or MLB.com or Bleacher Report or SiriusXM, wherever they had me, I loved it. I thrived. I had so much fun doing it. And now doing it here in St. Louis for the past 4 years, it's just a continuation of that.
What did you think of St. Louis or the Cardinals before you got the job?
My impressions were very similar to where I grew up, kind of the suburbs, you know, big town sort of feel that loved sports. I mean, I grew up a Washington Redskins fan, now the Commanders, and they live and die with their football team. And they were telling me that's exactly what it is here, but with baseball and then obviously hockey too.
Yeah.
And that just made so much sense to me when I got here. I was like, oh yeah, I get it. If you're obsessed with sports, I'm going to understand you as a people, you know?
Yeah. That's great.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the people you work with too is just amazing. I mean, like, Al Roboski, when I was...
He's not as nice as he seems.
Oh, I know.
Just kidding.
I know. I know him.
They call him the bad Hungarian for a reason. No, yeah. I'm just kidding. He is the nicest human on the planet.
Isn't he?
Literally.
Just don't put him on the mound.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
He goes right back into being mean when he's on the mound.
Oh, I'm so excited to celebrate him this week for the Hall of Fame induction. He deserves all of it and more. It's a long time coming. The fact that he's going to be wearing that red jacket, I can just picture him in it and have for years. Yeah. So when he's actually going to put it on, it's going to feel complete.
He's the ultimate ambassador.
That's right.
He's just so great.
Yeah.
When I was 10 years old, Wheels, I was playing Sandlot. I was pitching. And I was pitching just like Al Roboski, thinking no one would clock that.
Slamming the glove.
And all my friends.
Were you rolling all the baseballs back to the umpires? Like, no, I want another one.
And instantly my friends are like, what a douche. They're like, well, you and of course, I'm like, what are you talking about? Just the way I play.
Yeah. Yeah. It helps to throw hard when you do that, you know, because then everybody's freaking out.
Oh, I throw hard.
Yeah. No, I'm saying that helps.
What would your average be low?
Probably about the same as now, about 50.
Okay. Yeah, so, that's good.
He's like, I'm under the speed limit. I got to get a ticket. Don't worry.
You know, I was always, I played my whole life, not like Wheels, he played at Miami. But yeah, I was like an infielder with a really hard throwing sidearm. And I pitched a little bit, but I could, like, I've never thrown a curveball in my life.
Yeah.
No one ever taught me to throw a curveball. Yeah. So I would just like, you know.
I was just down in Miami, by the way, for that series. I'd never been to that ballpark before. Sitting with John Jay and looking out in this dome, it was a very interesting experience.
It's a weird spot there. I mean, that used to be the Orange Bowl where that is, right?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
And that's where I grew up. I mean, I grew up, but that's where I went to all the football games when I was in college in the 90s. And it's weird knowing that that ballpark is in that same place where all the cool football stuff happened. But, you know, it's funny. It is a weird ballpark, isn't it? Because it's kind of like...
Well, Garrett Hampson, who played, you know, for the Marlins, was telling me that you got to watch out for the lights as a corner outfielder. Yep. And, you know, getting a pop up there with the dome kind of throws you off. And just so many bizarre things that happen that you don't deal with in other
arenas. At least they removed the sculpture.
I actually kind of liked that, if I'm being honest. Come on.
You remember it, Dave, right?
Something weird and
the
fun
left
and
center.
Different.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Well, now it's just out in the parking lot, just hanging out by itself.
Yeah.
It's kind of sad.
Yeah, it's a weird. The whole thing is weird.
What about the fish tank? That was cool.
That's
they
good.
Took that out.
Yeah, that was good. I like that. I like that about what I love about ballparks, and Busch has got its own little things that fit this.
Yeah.
It's those little differences,
totally.
Right? The Green Monster's one thing. Obviously, Yankee Stadium's its own thing, but I love the warehouse at Camden Yards. I just think that's such a cool look. I've always grown up loving the ballparks that have, like, that's the cool thing about Wrigley. That's the cool thing about... Yeah. And here, it's a million things. I mean, it's the view, right? You've got the
beautiful
arch right behind center field. It could not look more perfect when you're sitting there.
It's so cool.
But it's a ballpark that has its own characteristics and its own look. Like, when you hit one into Big Mac land, it looks like a bomb.
Yeah.
Because it's cool. I mean, you've got the upper levels to reach there. I think every ballpark that's like that, it has those little unique things, is cool. That's why I love the swimming pool in Arizona.
So weird.
You know?
So weird.
Yeah.
And bizarre, but awesome. I mean, same thing with PNC Park. When you look out and you see Roberto Clemente.
That's a lot like here when it comes to that.
It's so beautiful. Yeah. And with the arch, I mean, architecturally, it's just stunning, the backdrop. And that's what you want in baseball. I mean, I'm a Nationals fan. I was an Orioles fan growing up. I was at 21-31 when Cal Ripken broke Lou Gehrig's streak, which is actually being celebrated. I think the anniversary of it is on Saturday.
Yep.
Yeah. And they're going to make a big deal about it, and that's going to be really fun. But being at that game and watching the 21, the 31 come down on that building was, you know, kind of part of my childhood. That's part of baseball lore for me.
It's pretty great.
But being able to be in these historic ballparks is just been so fun. And then I became a Nationals fan when they came to town, right? And then all of a sudden it was like, where's the backdrop? Where's the view?
Yeah.
They positioned the ballpark in the wrong space. It was supposed to look out and you're supposed
see
to have this
DC.
This incredible Capitol building. And then they just got it so wrong.
So we're talking to Alexa Dad here. If you're tuning in, I get in trouble for my boss for not reintroducing people.
Yeah.
But I get this. Like, if you're tuning in and you're like, who is this? Who is this?
Yeah.
This is so cool. Alexa, of course, is with FanDuel and does pre and post and lots of packages and stuff. What do you do in the off season?
I do kind of whatever comes my way, you know, a little bit of hockey, a little bit of basketball. I play a lot of tennis indoors, which is great. And the fact that you can play into the fall and winter here with the weather. The one thing people always complain about here in St. Louis is the weather. I love it. I'm one of those weirdos. Like, people say to me, do you like Emo's Pizza? I'm like, I don't hate it. People are like, you either love it or you hate it. No, I'm okay with it. Like, I'm fine with it. I'm one way or the other. Same way with the weather.
I don't
people
have to
like,
declare.
We hate the weather here. It's so humid. I'm like, no. I'm in. I'm so weird. That's fine. But I'm so into the humidity and the heat and how far into the cold seasons that you can be outside. That's so wonderful.
Yeah.
I love that.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Alexa, it's so cool that you've been doing this for 20 years, but I have to ask, I mean, media is a difficult business to get into. Sports is tough to break into. And then on top of, I mean, you are a woman in sports. I'm just wondering, like, did you face any challenges getting to where you are now? Or have you, I would assume you've had to build up like a pretty tough skin doing what you do.
I grew up with two brothers and a really immature dad. So
can't identify, yeah.
They hurled all sorts of stuff at me, yeah, to toughen my skin for sure. And then, you know, just a great group of people in this business. It started off with a lot of really incredible male mentors when I started off in the business. And then I've grown like an incredible group of female mentors and picked those up along the way, especially at MLB Network and then here in St. Louis. Every woman that you can reach out to here that's in the business, you can talk to them and really share your experience and feel comfortable and feel safe. It's wonderful.
That's really cool. Yeah, I have noticed just like following you on social media and like Katie Wu and like a bunch of different women in similar positions to what you do. It's so cool to see like the fellowship that you have and the fact you guys like each other and hang out. I think that's awesome.
Yeah, and we root for each other, right? Yeah. So it's Katie Wu and Emily Stevens, who works for the Cardinals, and Tamar Scher and Allie Overstreet. And we're kind of this group that we all are pulling for each other. We're always rooting for each other. We're always looking for opportunities for, you know, each one of our strengths in order to kind of build this bond. And it's honestly been the thing that's helped me survive in this business for as long as I've been in it. And the thing that, you know, kind of keeps me sane because I'm able to go to people and vent and it's a safe space. And they're just wonderful humans. They're funny. They're wild. They're crazy. But we all can have that time together. And it's really cool.
So I referenced you doing the play-by-play in spring training. And there aren't many things like that that I watch and I go, I could never do that. Like, I guess what I'm saying is in broadcasting, I'm fairly cocky. Like you hear the young new startup. I'm like, I see what you're doing. I can do that. Or I did that 25 years ago. Play-by-play is like rap to me. Like it's magic. You know what I mean? Like I could never rap. I don't think I could ever do play-by-play. We're so blessed to have like Ricky and John here. They're so much better than even we give them credit for. But as someone who has watched it your whole life and now done it, just talk to me about that. I'm fascinated by what it's like to just be like, okay, here we friggin' go. We've got 9 innings.
First of all, Dave, you absolutely could do it. Anyone could do it. It's about preparation. It really is, because the more you watch it, the more you understand it's just a dance and you have to learn the steps. And as soon as you learn those steps, you can dance in any, you know, production that comes your way. And as long as you're prepared with what you're looking at, which is, you know, the players, you know, the game, you know, the strategy, you've done your research in terms of talking to guys about what they're looking for, you know, what they're working on. You can tell their backstories. The play-by-play part just kind of falls in the middle of it. You know, as you're telling these stories and weaving these storylines in, then you just say what you see. And that's it. It didn't come as easy to me to start because I'm used to, you know, prepping people for the game or then reviewing it afterwards in terms of pre and post. But a lot of my live work that I've done throughout my career or any of my sideline work, whether it's college basketball or, you know, for MLB or NHL, that's the live interactions where you have to say exactly what you just heard, exactly what you just saw, and that comes into play-by-play too. So all the different elements that I've kind of collected throughout my career helped me, you know, with that. I wouldn't say I was great at it, but mm-hmm. it was an awesome opportunity. I'm so thankful for the Cardinals for giving me that chance.
Yeah.
And, you know, we'll see if maybe there's some of it in the future for me.
Yeah, yeah. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Have you ever done it, Kev?
Oh, yeah. Different things. And the you could definitely do it, first of all, Dave. I got to agree with Alexa.
For sure.
It's just, it's knowing the lane of what you're doing, right? Basketball is very different from baseball, which is different than football, which is different than hockey.
Yeah.
And as long as you've got that feel, you can't call a baseball game like you call a hockey game.
Right.
I mean, you can, Chris Kerber could call a baseball game, but you don't do it at the same pace, at the same energy, the same speed. And everything's a little, like in baseball, you're painting a picture. In basketball, it's a little bit more almost like number to number because you've got to tell people what's going on. There's not that pace of slowness. Everything's kind of moving. And I think the people that do hockey are phenomenal.
That's the hardest one.
Yeah.
For sure.
It's phenomenal because it moves so fast.
I've grown up watching sports. This is all I do. So people are like, oh, so what else do you do? I'm like, I'm trying to come up with things like tennis, golf. I'm like, what's a non-sport thing that I just don't really. I mean, I love live music and I'm a foodie, so I like going out to different restaurants, but that's really my life. So because I've done this for so long, like Bob Costas's voice, Joe Buck's voice is ingrained in my head. I can close my eyes and, you know, recite some of their play-by-play. It starts to kind of become part of who you are and second nature to some degree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Personal question. Have you ever been with a guy who was intimidated by your superior knowledge of sports?
I think I've been with guys who have been intimidated by my proximity to successful people in sports. And I think that women in this business have a huge struggle with that, honestly. I mean, when you look around the league and you see these swaths of sideline reporters that are single mm-hmm. and that are dating and we swap dating stories, it often comes down to we struggle to find secure men who understand what it's like to be in the business where we're in the clubhouse, we're traveling with the team, we're speaking to highly successful guys, but we have no interest in dating them because that's crossing a line.
Sure.
We're protecting our careers. And, you know, that's where communication in relationships obviously is really big. But yeah, that's something that we all face. And again, it's something that you just kind of have to work through and figure out.
That's so interesting.
Yeah.
I'm so glad I asked that question.
Yeah.
But I can relate. I can
totally.
Relate. Like if I were your boyfriend, I'd be like, oh, great. It's Nolan Arenado. This is fantastic. You know? At least he's not cute.
Yeah, I get why people inside get that difference.
Yeah,
right. Sure. Because you see, I mean, like in my generation, it's not been at all unusual. In fact, from the very beginning of me getting into the business, it was women in the locker room. It was normal. It wasn't like it was in the 70s where it would have been like joke, make fun of her, outcast, that kind of thing. So I've only seen it in that way, which is the way that it is now,
right.
Essentially. And it's changed in 30 years. It keeps getting better. But that is such a normal thing. And if you worked in the business, you wouldn't necessarily have that worry. Because it's not really a thing.
Also,
it's just not.
If you know me, I'm almost 40 years old. These players are like 22. They're babies. They're children. I'm like their older sister. To some, I'm probably a mother figure. I mean, I'm helping them with groceries. I'm helping them figure out where they can buy sheets. Like, you know, I'm trying to help them out with little everyday things that, you know, an older sister would, because that's the way that I'm viewed in the clubhouse. So when people are like, oh, would you date, you know, any of these? Never, ever in my life. But also, they don't want to date me either. So it's a mutual respect.
That's what I'm saying. If you're inside the locker room, you know that.
That's great. That is great. You are awesome. We love you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. You made us cry. You made us feel like we gathered rain.
It's true if you're going to walk on water. DGS on Cable X. Drop a line my way. Alexa's so cool.
She's awesome.
Super, super nice
human.
Does
a great job, Ben. Does a great, great job.
You guys had some stuff about McDonald's. Oh, Andrew's not here. You had some at McDonald's too, though, right?
Yeah. One is a silly thing. So I guess the head of McDonald's UK is named Zoe Hamburger.
Oh, my gosh.
And she's leaving the company. So
that's
Hamburger
not great.
Is leaving McDonald's. Mm. Thought that was just kind of funny. But yeah, the other thing is McDonald's has come out and said, like, look, there's a two-tier economy out here. Lower income people are just spending less. They're spending less on things like fast food, which historically they've spent a good amount on. But we're basically having to lean on our higher income folks to keep McDonald's afloat right now. I just thought that was interesting. This two-tier economy, basically the haves and the have-nots, which we've talked about in the past, that gap seems to be widening to the point where the haves can afford fast food. The have-nots are struggling to afford it. Just kind of a sign of the times we're in, I guess.
See, I'm mad at McDonald's, and maybe I shouldn't, but I wrote on my show sheet, F McDonald's, last night.
Really?
Because a new story came out, probably the same story, where the CEO's like, yeah, we're going to have to lower prices again. I'm like, oh, again? You mean since the last time you were charging $19 for a Big Mac meal and you got caught and you were shamed and you lowered them for a couple weeks and then you raised them again? I just, like, I understand they're a business. I understand they're a giant business. I understand that they have to make a profit, and it's never been more difficult with the price of goods and their materials and tariffs and all this stuff. But I just feel jerked around by McDonald's. And when he says that, I'm not sure that's it's an honest thing to say, but I'm not sure it's a smart thing to say. as one of their probably upper end income earners who eats McDonald's all the time, I it's not my job to support you.
Oh, no, they're not saying like, and you gotta buy more because we need you folks. That I said that wrong. They basically said, though, like through the end of the year, the more well-off customers are the future of the consumer landscape. The only concern is how many of those customers actually exist. And I think that's an interesting conversation to have. I mean, we're just seeing more and more people struggle. And then there are the people who are doing okay, but that struggling group is getting bigger.
So what, I mean, that's almost a canary in the coal mine for me. Like when you're telling me that an economy is to the point where lower income earners can't afford fast food or aren't spending it because they don't think they can one way or the other, that's a problem.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's a pretty big problem.
Yeah.
Seems like it would be the sign of something bigger to be concerned about. Mm-hmm. If we're like, yeah, you know, all those people that used to eat fast food, yeah, they can't. They're not doing it anymore. They can't afford it like they used to. That's kind of a troubling thing.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Welcome back, DGS on KMOX.
Are you
women? I had a question. Do you think that modern-day billionaires have killed the golden goose? Like, for generations, super wealthy people were pretty chill about it, and everyone seemed, like, pretty okay with it. And in this last generation now, we seem to really hate wealth. And you have to blame the wealthy.
like the new rich, the Bezos and the Elons, they're just so hateable. Like if I were a billionaire, which there are lots of low-key billionaires out there, I'd be like, hey, shut the F up. You're ruining the whole thing for all of us.
I mean, I think it is no coincidence that this has coincided with social media. And there is a way to flex your wealth now that, I mean, maybe there wasn't such a direct path to showing everyone how much you have in comparison to how much they have. And then there's a whole other group of people who don't have money who use their online platforms to give off the appearance of having much more money than they actually have. I think there's just a lot of, you know, in the last segment we talked about, there's the haves and the have-nots. I think the have-nots just go like, oh, yeah, the haves have even more now? Great. Thank you for rubbing it in my face, by the way.
Yeah. Well, I mean, 20 years ago, we had half the number of billionaires in the U.S. that we have now.
Yeah.
So if you want to know why there's that impression, it's because there's literally twice as many of them. And I think you're right, Dave, is a lot of the billionaires in the old school, you knew their names, but you didn't necessarily see their faces and hear their voices all the time. And they kind of did their work behind the scenes and they did their lobbying and spent their money on political campaigns just like they do now. But now there are that group that are just out there, like they're in your face. They're telling you, you know, how to live. They're trying to influence you more, buying social media platforms. And it's also finally coming to a point. And I saw somebody who has studied this. It wasn't a random person, but who has studied it. That shows up a lot of our economic problems now are because of what we did in Iraq and Afghanistan following 9/11 and how we basically never paid for it. We just borrowed all the money and we borrowed trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars. And at the same time, normally when you have a war like time, taxes go up. Well, they didn't want to do that following 9/11. So they never increased taxes on the U.S. In fact, they were cutting taxes, which meant we had to borrow more. And it's just kind of put us, it's a large part of what's put us in this bind, where the debt continued to grow, where it saps a lot out of the economy because we refuse to do what you do when you go to war. When you go to war, you raise taxes because you raise taxes to pay for the war. But we won't want to do that because politicians don't like making people angry. So instead of doing it the way we should have, we financed it and we just passed it along to future generations. And now some of the implications of that are kicking us in the teeth, along with current policy changes and problems from the previous administration and things along those lines. But yeah, I mean, and why do you think that happened? Well, I mean, who hates taxes more than anyone in the world?
Rich people.
The richest people. Because for them, it's not so much about the practicality of it. It's just, it's mine and I want it. As opposed to, I need it or I'll ever spend it. They'll never spend any of that money.
Yeah. I'm distracted by one of our texters. Parker says, eek. Okay. Going back to the podcast, this is bending my brain actually seeing you guys. Bye.
Bye.
It is weird when you've listened to someone for a long time and you don't know what they look like and then you finally see them. It's like, that's not how you're supposed to look.
Yeah. I've always thought it's weird meeting celebrities in person. Like there's something about like when I met John Hamm and Andy Cohen, they looked exactly like I thought they would look. But just being animated creatures was weird. Like, oh, you're a real human being.
It's like it's I get what you mean. Get what you mean.
And they're always shorter than you think. Like, not shorter than me. I'm not, like, a tall guy. But, like, I always feel like I picture them as being much taller than they end. And then they're just, like, normal person-sized, which makes sense because, you know.
John was pretty tall, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He's an exception because he is actually, like, 6'4 or something.
Is he really?
He's a real tall.
Wow. Did not know that. I remember that. That's especially for actors and musicians. They're always, I shouldn't say always. A lot of them are smaller than you would portray.
And you know my theory on that. It's because the Tom Cruises and the Johnny Depps of the world probably wanted to be great athletes, but they were 5'6", 5'7".
Hey.
And I know. I'm not that far ahead of you. And so they decided to go into drama or music, and I think that's why you see a lot of guys that size.
I mean, I it's not, again, not 100%, but a lot of, you see a lot of rock stars, and you're like, wow, I didn't realize he was that little.
Mm-hmm.
Like Steven Tyler is like a wee little guy.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, Prince was vanishingly small.
Yeah, yeah. That one you could kind of tell.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, normally you can't really, because what's your perspective, you know? A giant stage with things that you don't really have normal perspective on, like speakers and things like that.
What do you guys think of this? South, and I'm probably going to get a little of this wrong, but I did actually read the article, but it's sort of statutory. Southwest, for some time now, unbeknownst to me, because I'm not a very large person, has been selling plus-size passengers 2 seats so that they can be more comfortable, and then they can get a refund on the extra seat. That's pretty nice. And so now Southwest is taking heat for it, so they are changing their rules so that you can only get that refund if there were empty seats on the plane.
Sure.
So if the plane is full, which most of my planes lately have been full, that you're not going to get your money back. And so people are complaining about that. How's that hit you?
I mean,
is it nice enough that Southwest is doing it at all?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's nice that they were doing that. It kind of doesn't make sense to me that you would get something extra because of your size.
I don't know how to put it
without sounding
being
like,
offensive.
Yeah, because it's not about judging anything. It's just the practicality of they're running a business. Their business is how many people can we put in this plane?
Yeah.
And if one person takes up 2 seats instead of one, and you could have otherwise sold that, I think it's a hard argument to make that one person should get 2 for the price of one. But I think it's a gracious thing to do to say, hey, if it's not a sold out flight, if there's even one empty seat on this flight, we will refund that for you because it's a seat we didn't sell.
Yeah, I think that's
a really
fair.
Good compromise. I think that seems like a really fair way to do it.
Because, I mean, where do you make the decision of like, oh, okay, yes, you are of the size that we will do this for. You're 5 pounds lighter, so no, even though you're uncomfortable the whole flight, we're not going to give you that extra seat or we're not going to give you the money back. Like, how do you start to make that differentiation? Yeah. It's the same thing if someone wants to buy 2 seats to like spread out on the flight, if that flight is oversold, that seat is still going to be taken away even if they purchased it in advance. So,
I think we're all in agreement on that. Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
As you know, we are very good friends with veterans and veterans organizations, and anytime someone has something, they are welcome on the show. Will is back from Grunt Style. Will, good to see you, my friend. How are you?
Thanks for having us back, man.
Introduce our new friend.
This is Dr. Scott Kahneman. He's going to be one of our instructors at our event that's coming up in 2 weeks called Integration.
Yeah. Hello, everybody.
Jump in there. Tell us all about it. Just switch off as you need to. Just tell everyone what there is to know.
Yeah, happy to. So one of the primary focuses of work of the Grunt Style Foundation is we promote a rejection of the status quo. And by that, we mean the traditional allopathic methods of treating mental health and suicide prevention within the VA. For our veterans, not many people know this, but 68% of all veterans that are in the VHA, or the Veterans Healthcare Administration, are on these psychotropic medications. These are your antidepressants, benzodiazepines, SSRIs. One of the primary side effects of these class of medications is an increase in suicidal or homicidal ideation. So we're taking people that are in vulnerable states that may already be dealing with issues of suicide, and then we're giving them medications that increase that suicidal ideation factor there. So what we're saying is there's other ways. There are other modalities that are out there. To really heal is not about fixing yourself. It's about integrating the feelings, right? Yeah. So we are trying to medicate normal. Having feelings is normal. If you are depressed, if you are angry, if you're having grief or whatever it is, there's a process that you have to go through to integrate that in a healthy way, to make that part of your identity and move on down the road. And we are conditioned as a culture to just take these medications to prevent you from feeling. And that is normal. So we say that you're medicating normal through that. So what we like to do is we like to promote alternative healing modalities. We've got a podcast called The Triangular Compass that we run through our social media platforms. Any of the Grunt Style or Grunt Style Foundation platforms, you can find it there. But we showcase alternative modalities that have a holistic healing ability through the mind, the body, and the spirit. And so this event here in the second weekend in September, so the 12th through the 14th, up here in Troy, Missouri, at Quiver River State Park at the Sherwood Forest Campground, we are bringing in 24 top-shelf practitioners of different crafts, everything from ayahuasqueros that are coming up from Colombia in the Amazon, from Peru. So that's in the plant medicine world. We've got folks talking about amphibian medicines like Bufo, which is 5-MeO-DMT. We're talking to folks about singing bowls and healing with equine assisted therapy with horses, breath work, holotropic breath work. And then, of course, Dr. Scott here is a quantum hypnosis healing therapist practitioner. So I'll let Scott tell you about what he's done. But he's a great example of some of the things that will be offered at this event.
Yeah, I know all those words. I don't know how they go together. That's really interesting.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm Dr. Scott, and I'm one of the instructors at the integration camp. And it's one of those rare opportunities where I get to give back to the veteran community. And Will just laid it all out, like, perfectly, so it's kind of difficult to follow that up, but he is spot on in everything he's saying about SSRIs. And it's probably no big secret that the veteran community hasn't been treated the best by the VA over the years, right? But one of the best kept secrets, I think, from that community is that something else works aside from talk therapy and SSRI meds. Something else works, and that is getting into the alpha brainwave state and the theta brainwave state as a method of dealing with anxiety, depression, PTSD, and what have you. Those brainwave states are where the real therapy can take place outside of, the call it the medication biosphere. But those brainwave states are what really can help someone. And so that's what I'm there doing at Integration, is I'm helping these veterans get into the alpha state and training them on how to sort of self-regulate that so that they can stay out of that fight or flight response.
So I never served a day in my life, but I've had lifelong anxiety. And I went on Lexapro. I went on Cymbalta once. I couldn't even do the ramp up. Mm-hmm. And then I went on Lexapro, stayed on it for a couple of years. And in hindsight, it squashed me, you know, like I was a little less anxious. I was also a little less happy, but it was ultimately a failure. But I'm very open to the kind of things you guys are talking about. So, yeah, you guys are always welcome here on the show. And I think that it's no surprise that Big Pharma has given things like what you're talking about such bad names
because
they're competition. They're little competition for Big Pharma, but, you know, they can't allow anyone to do anything that's not going to make them a profit.
That's exactly right. And it wasn't until, you know, 1913 when John D. Rockefeller figured out how to make a product out of his petroleum as a side byproduct of oil, to where we could suspend isolated compounds in that product, is the origin story of allopathic medicine. So all of these medicines that have been since time began in these different modalities now suddenly are quackery. You know, once those medical schools, also funded by your friends at Standard Oil, put that into motion. So I don't think these are new modalities. I think these are the original modalities. And so we're trying to coin that term, the original modalities, as opposed to the alternative modalities.
Yeah. So, Doc, how much ground can be gained in like a single session? Or is it more cumulative, like talk therapy with what you do?
Cumulative is always great. But oftentimes only one session is needed when I see clients one-on-one, and I can take clients into a deeper state of hypnosis than I can in a larger group setting where there's 20 to 25 people. But one-on-one, oftentimes clients are well-equipped after just one session, right? I will see clients multiple times, but one is usually a great average.
And what sort of improvements, or in what ways do veterans get better when they see you?
Well, it's not, I don't want to pretend like it's me that's doing the healing. It's not. They're healing themselves. I'm just sort of a guide. And I guess if the question is, how are they better? Oftentimes when you're in the theta state of brainwaves, or if you're in the alpha state of brainwaves and you bridge over to theta, we can talk about that later. But when you're in the theta state, you will recall living a different lifetime entirely, a past life. And veterans will oftentimes recall a life where they're still in conflict, still at war. They're still fighting for some sort of cause. And it isn't until they come out of that session and we talk about it that they'll start seeing pattern recognition. And that, I think, is a huge benefit to the veteran communities, being able to step outside themselves and see a pattern.
Yeah, that definitely added to that. You know, when we're talking about, again, going back to this idea of medicating the normal and keeping you from feeling the feels, right? There's pills. You don't have to suffer, man. You don't have to feel this grief. You don't have to feel this anxiety. Just take this pill. Well, that might very well numb you to the point that you're cutting out those valleys of depression, but it's also cutting off those mountaintops of joy and happy things, right? Yeah. And a lot of times this is really all of these modalities have in common is they have a wonderful ability to help you kind of see things from a different perspective, maybe just slightly canted, just a little bit off from how you normally look at it. But it's not about trying to suppress these feelings. Yeah. It's to go in there and hit them head on. And one of the things of Scott's practice that I love so much is that, it's a comfortable way to do that. It's very similar to what you might find with like dimethyltryptamine, DMT, or ayahuasca, or even psilocybin.
But less scary.
And it's more approachable, it's more accessible, and it's not as controversial. Yeah. So.
How do people get information on the event coming up in a couple of weeks?
Yeah, they can find it on our website at gruntstylefoundation.org.
So, very good.
Yep.
So we'll keep hitting it for you between now and that weekend, and then Doc will have you back on and just do a segment with you alone.
Love to.
Excellent.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt,
danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.